turned to 3 o'clock this afternoon. The first game, I guess, it's a couple minutes to 6 o'clock, so we'll go to evening now here for the Minor Conference semifinal round game between the Johnson Brock Eagles and the opponent today, the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Johnson Brock come in here 14 wins and 6 losses on the year. Lord Central County 11-7 on the year for Coach Mark Madison. The Eagles coming into this tournament as the number 2 seed. Johnson Brock will be at Pawnee City 67-25 in the quarterfinal round here on Tuesday night. Lord Central County was able to get by the Southern High Raiders 49-43 to set up this matchup. The winner of this game will move on to the championship at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon here in Johnson. Take on top seed Fall City Sacred Heart. The Irish won a tight one this afternoon as Sacred Heart defeated Exeter Milligan Friend by a final score of 54-50 on the strength of 13 triple tonight, 13 three-point buckets for the Lady Irish in their game earlier this afternoon. Now after this one, we'll follow it up with the other boys semifinal. That will be Fall City Sacred Heart. The Irish come into this tournament as the number 3 seed. They beat Lewiston in the quarters, and Johnson Brock comes in as the number 2 seed. They defeated Southern in the quarter. The winner of that game will take on Exeter Milligan Friend. EMF defeated Del Rodell 78-40. The game just completed here about 15 minutes ago. It was EMF 78, Del Rodell 40, and that was the final score in the other boys' semifinal. Now, if you're looking for other basketball tonight, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, about set to tip off. Should be getting going right about now. It is boys' semifinal round action from the East Central Nebraska Conference. Randy Gatula's got the call on Sunny tonight at Freeman in Adams, Nebraska. Number 2 seed Auburn takes on number 3 seed Meade, a rematch from a game just about a week ago, last week, I think, on Friday night. And after that, it'll be top seed Freeman taking on number 4 seed Johnson County Central. Both of those games on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, tonight. The teams are out warming up for our girls' contest. Johnson Brock and Lord Central Catholic coming up. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and tell you who's going to start the action for both teams on PTSC.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgrow, Brevant, and Dynagrow. Because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success is true.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to the Eagles Nest in Johnson, where we are getting set for the girls' game. Second girls' semifinal today here at the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Our presenting sponsor for this game is F&M Bank in Falls City. It's local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's at F&M Bank in Falls City, Nebraska. We thank them for being our presenting sponsor. Crowd is gathering, continuing to gather here. Johnson Brock goes over to meet with Coach Lucas Gollinghouse here for the title. Minute or so runs off the clock here before the game. Also tonight, our game is brought to you in part by Nutrient Ag Solutions here in Johnson. Nutrient Ag Solutions here in Johnson, Nebraska. So let's take a look at the starting lineup side. First of all, for the home team, the Johnson Brock Eagles for Coach Lucas Gollinghouse. They are 14-6 on the year. Starting five tonight will include Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey on the year is averaging 12.8 points per game and 4 rebounds per contest. Daly Pelican is a 5'6" junior. Daly averaging 10.5 points, 4.3 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists per game for the Eagles. Ruby Gravatt, a 6-foot senior, is a starter. She averages 1.4 points, 4.5 rebounds per game for Johnson Brock. Lauren Behrens is a 5'8 sophomore. Lauren is averaging 8.4 points and 8.2 rebounds per contest on the year. And Kinley Weiss, a 5'4 sophomore. She is averaging 8.9 points, 3.9 rebounds, and 2.8 assists per game for the Johnson Brock Eagles tonight coming into this contest. Johnson Brock girls undefeated at home on the season. The band is going to play the national anthem here for our Johnson Brock, the Pep Band. And while they're doing that, we're going to take one more timeout, and we'll be back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we welcome you back here to Johnson. Let's take a look at the starting lineup tonight for the North Central Catholic Knights and their head coach, Mark Madison. We've already heard about the Eagles. Starting tonight for North Central Catholic will be 5'4" sophomore Anderson Duvall, a 5'10" senior, Mia White, a 5'6" senior, McKenna Egg, a 5'6" junior, Misha Oggs, and also Lillian Madison, a 5'11" junior. Again, starting five for the Knights, Lily Madison, Misha Oggs, McKenna Haig, Mia White, and also Aniston Duvall, your starting five. The Knights dressed in blue with white trim, the Eagles the home team, white with red trim. and we are set to go. Stepping into the center circle for Johnson Brock is going to be Ruby Gravatt. She'll jump it up out there. And in there for the Knights is Lily Madison. The Knights end up with the tip. And here we go. They go left to right towards the north bucket. Throw it to the middle and nearly thrown away, but recovered by the Knights. Left side of the floor, swinging around to the right side of the baseline. With the basketball now, back out to the top, Hogs, and her pass is deflected out of bounds by Daly Pelican. 20 seconds off the shot clock here. Bring the ball into Hogs. Hogs will come to the near right side. Now they'll go to the high post with it. In there for Mia White. Now back out to the top and swing it to DeVall. Three on the shot clock. Down the lane, they won't get a shot off as the ball goes out of bounds. And shot clock violation. We have a turnover by the Knights. So it comes in to Johnson Brock against a full court pressure defense here. With it, out top, Casey Knippelmeyer gets it ahead to Kinley Bice. Gets away from a double team on the sideline as they try to trap her. Her pass out and is tipped away, out of bounds by Misha Augs. Saw Augs a few weeks ago when the Knights played Fall City. Augs is a bit of a pest on the defense. The Eagles inbound from in front of the Knights bench. Over the right side, Pelican, three ball, right side of the circle. It's up, it's good. Daly Pelican puts the Eagles on top by a score of 3-0 here in the early going. The Knights come to the front court, take the ball down to the right side in the corner there for DeVall. DeVall swinging around to the left side. The other way we go, and a drive up, pull up on the wing. Shot no good by White. Rebound brought down by the Eagles. Ruby Gravatt with it. Up the floor with it. Go to Knippelmeyer. She gets double team, gets it out of there. Now Bice back to Knippelmeyer. Left wing. Three ball up. New rebound bounces off weak side. Coming down to the ball will be Mia White for the Knights. No, that's 23, not 13. McKenna Haig, excuse me. Off the left side. Now on the floor. Right back to her. It comes back to Haig. On to the right wing with the basketball. DeVall trying to get it inside. Now kick it out to Augs. Three ball from the left side of the circle. No good. Rebound on the deck. Picked up by the Knights. Thrown up. No good by Madison. And the rebound coming out there with it will be Bice. She tries to stop and make a pass. And she's going to be called for traveling. So it goes back to the Knights. 3-0 the Eagles lead. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter of our girls' semifinal game. The winner on to the championship on Saturday. Checking into the game now for the Knights. Who came in? 33, Harper Rutt. 5'9 junior is in there. Harper Rutt enters the game. To the front court. The Knights have the basketball. Taken out top to Rutt. Swinging right side for Emily Bohr, who also checked into the contest. Now back out to Rutt, the left-handed three ball on the way short, draws nothing but net. Rebound to the Knights. The shot clock will not reset as it didn't hit iron. Bring the ball back up the floor, and we've got 7 seconds on the shot clock. Rutt Bohr with it. Inside it goes, and a high bank shot up and good for about 3 feet. Two-pointer good for Mia White. We've got a 3-2 ball game. To the front, Pelican up the floor for the Eagles. Into the paint, dishes it off to Gravatt. Back out to Bice for three. Front edge, no good off the rim. The rebound grabbed up by Malisha Augs. Augs will bring it herself across the timeline. Up the left side as we pass the three-minute mark into the ballgame here. Augs hits the right side to Bohr. Bohr skips it over on the far sideline right in front of the Johnson Brock bench. Pass down to the baseline, back out. It is Bohr with the kick. Throw it underneath, and a big step and a layup. Good. McKenna Haig with the bucket, and we have the lead now to Johnson Brock, 4-3. To the other end of the game for Johnson, Doran Behrens with it, and Knippelmeyer turned, wanted to go to Bice. Nobody home. Out of bounds it goes. It will be Knights basketball. 4:30 to play in the first period. Augs will bring the ball up the floor across the midcourt stripe. Leave the ball off there for Lily Madison. Madison out top, drives in, lost her balance, fell to the floor. Here come the Eagles on the run over to Pelican. And couldn't get a good control of the ball, lost her dribble. Now it goes over to Kinley. Over to Pelican again for three. That's well short, picked out of the air by Harper Rutt. Here come the Knights the other way. Madison dribbling up, stops on the wing, leaves the ball back. And it's Hogs, and she just did not catch the ball. They threw it to her, and it goes out of bounds. Third turnover by the Knights. Into the game will come Aniston Duvall back in there. And also in the game for the Knights, now McKenna Haig checks back in. Full court pressure that comes in to Daly Pelican. She'll get the ball up, and it is going to be Knippelmeyer up the floor, crosses the timeline, gets tied up momentarily, spins away from it, loses her balance, falls down, lost the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds on the near side away from the benches. So turnover to three apiece. The score is 4-3. Knights leading it. 3:40 to play here in the first quarter. Right side of the floor, Duvall with the basketball, taken down to the right side to Madison. Back out around the left side and now over to the left corner. Three ball for Bohrer, no good. Rebound to Knippelmeyer. She gets away to Kinley Weiss. As Kinley starts up the floor, she's going to be tripped, goes down, and a foul on the Knights will be on Emily Bohrer. That's our first foul of the ball game at the 3:23 mark of the first quarter. Eagle basketball near side. Daly Pelican will trigger it in there to Weiss, and the ball dribbled away, knocked away by the Knights. Up the floor with it, a little running one-hander, up no good by Duvall, saved in by the Knights. They control out between the circles with it as Rutt, and she throws it to the left side, and the ball goes out of bounds. So the turnovers are a problem for both teams here so far in this first quarter, four each. We've got 3:09 to go in the opening quarter. Wipe the basketball off real quick here. It got down there and got wet somehow. So we'll reset the offense here for Johnson Brock. Facing full court pressure. Now we've got a wet spot on the floor down there on the end line. Trash can sitting down there. Looks like somebody tried to throw something in the trash can and missed and got the floor wet. So one of our officials, Kellen Hevigan, got the towel, does a little custodial work, says, okay, I'm happy now. From the sideline, Pelican inbound, gets it into Weiss on the right side. Up the floor she goes, racing all the way, and she stepped on the sideline out of bounds. Turnover number five by the Eagles. They scored the first 3 points of the game and have been shut out since. They've gone about 4.5 minutes without a point here. And the Knights, well, they're not running away with it either, leading 4-3. To the front court we go with the basketball now. Madison looking, skip it out to the top. Working around Madison, got it back into the lane. Jumper, no. Got her own miss, puts it up, it's down, and she is fouled. At the left hand, she got to go. Now we'll go to the free throw line. We're opposite side of the scorer's table here, so we can't necessarily tell who the foul is on until they post it. The Johnson-Brock foul will go against Kinley Weiss, her first, and the first foul on Johnson-Brock. Free throw up, free throw good for Lily Madison. And now our score is 7-3. To the front, Weiss splits defenders ahead to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, not sure she's had a shot yet. Device on the block, dribbles out into the paint, across the floor. Ball deflected out of bounds, intended on the far side by Lauren Behrens, but deflected by the Knights. So bring the ball in and up the floor with it. Give the ball there for Josie Stenite, who's in the game. Out to Knippelmeyer, three ball, left side elbow up and good. So the Eagles are within one, 7-6. To the front court come the Knights. Haig with it, taken inside, out, and now Madison drives in, and she got fouled. They grabbed her around the waist as she went by, trying to get her stopped. not an intentional grab. That's just the way it turned out. Foul will go on Johnson Brock, and this foul is going to be called on. No, not her. That, okay. On Jody Stedheim. Her first team foul number two. It's not a shooting foul. Bring in Augs, three ball, right corner, no. Offensive rebound and a putback on the weak side, up and good for Mia White, her second hoop, and it's now 9-6. The Eagles trailing by three. Pass tip, but it gets through to Weiss. To the front court she goes. To Knippelmeyer, gives the ball up, and shot from the free throw line by Stedheim won't go. Rebound, Harper Rutt. Rutt gives it up to the left side of the floor, the minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Right side corner for the Knights. Back out to Aug. She'll hold it. Bounce it back to the corner. And now inside to the right block. And we've got a holding foul called on the Eagles underneath the bucket. Our official goes to the far side looking back. What number is that, he says? Foul on number two. Casey Knippelmeyer gets her first. Team foul number three. And the Knights to inbound from the baseline on the right side. Bringing it in, tipped away. And unable to, they did save it. It was tipped away by Behrens. Aug saved it, but it's taken away by Knippelmeyer. And now a left corner jumper. Up, no good. Ayla Eggers in the ballgame. Couldn't connect with the rebound to the Knights, and they're on the move the other way with a minute 18 to go in the quarter. 9-6, the Knights lead. They have the ball. They dribble around. They throw it off to the left corner. Bounce pass in toward the left block. Double team out, stolen away by Weiss. And she is going to be fouled as she serves her trip up the floor. Foul will go on Misha Augs. That will be her first. Team foul number two on Florida Central Catholic. All right, Eggers out of the game for Johnson Brock. Pelican back in there. Now out top, it will be Kinley Weiss playing the point. Over to Knippelmeyer for a long three. It's up. It's good. Her second triple. And now we've got a 9-9 ball game. Our first tie in the contest. To the front. Johnson Brock, three triples here in the first quarter. All their points on the long-range shot. Now take cross court into the hands of Aug. She dribbles in, bumps into Pelican. Ball went up in the air, came back down in her hand. That's traveling. Took the official just a second. As I see what I think I saw, and he did, she went in, lost the handle on the ball. It went up in the air. She kept moving, caught it. You can't throw a pass to yourself. So a turnover, number seven against the Knights in the backcourt. And we've got a foul as Bice is coming up the floor with it. And she's going to be fouled. This foul will go on number 10, Aniston Duvall. Her first team foul, number three of the quarter, even in that department. Now up the floor come the Eagles. Shot clock is off, 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Pelican plays catch with Weiss. Pelican on the right sideline, Weiss in the midcourt circle. Weiss will hold. 10 on the clock, now to Pelican. And defense out there on the ball. Five on the clock. Pelican gets away to Knippelmeyer. Throws it down and the shot of the way up. No good by Jersey Stedheim. After one, our score, Johnson Brock, 9. Lord Central Catholic, 9 in the Pioneer Conference semifinal round game of the Gross. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC and the NSC radio app.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health. And a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are back at Johnson. 9-9 after one quarter. Here we go in quarter number two. Eagle basketball. Johnson Brock, no free throw attempts. The Knights 1-for-2 in the first quarter. Three triples for Johnson Brock. Now it will be Casey Knippelmeyer to Daly Pelican. Daly directing traffic, used up her dribble, off device, down in the corner with it. Studdite goes inside to Gravatt, back out to Pelican. Bounce pass to Gravatt, and now over to Kinley Weiss. She hit that from the left side off the circle. It banked, hit the glass, went to the rim, and went back in. So a three-pointer for Kinley Weiss, and Johnson Brock has the lead back now, 12-9. Inside, double team. Daly Pelican reaches in. Held ball will stay on the Knights' end here. That's all right for the Eagles. They get the next one. Triggering in for the Knights will be Mia White. Take the ball in the middle to Madison. She draws a crowd, and Pelican reaches in, stole it. And then coming out, got tripped up and gets called for traveling. So now the Knights have it underneath their own bucket again. Left side they look, they come into the right side to Augs. Shoots the three way strong, and we got a foul. No, the ball went up and hit the support. It hit the rim, went straight up, hit that strap above the rim. Comes down, it will be Eagles basketball. So we come the other way here now. All right, back to live action. Daly Pelican, front court to Knippelmeyer. Now back out top, Knippelmeyer and Vice play catch on the left side. Cross court pass, got through to Pelican somehow. Defender was right there. Pelican shoots the three, comes up empty from the right side, and the rebound to Madison. She'll bring it out of there herself and up the floor. We go the other way. Take the ball to Madison on the right side of the floor. Should go between the circles with the pass to Augs. Pass underneath and a blocked shot, but a foul. Ruby Gravatt will get called for the foul. Her first team foul, number one of the quarter. At the free throw line will be Florida Central Catholic. McKenna Haig at the line has 2 points in the ball game. It's up and it's no good. She'll get another one here. Up and good. One out of two, and it's now 12-10. Johnson Brock by a point. Bring it in the backcourt. Vice, double team, spins out of it, keeps going up the right side, passes ahead to Gravatt. Down the left side, Nippelmeyer, long three, too long. Offensive rebound, put back attempt by Gravatt, won't go. Rebound to the Knights. And they got lucky, the ball got tipped, it was going to be over and back. And now up the floor underneath the bucket, a foul on the shot. It's going to put McKenna Haig right back at the free throw line where she just went 1-for-2. This foul will go against Johnson Brock. And it's going to be number two on Ruby Gravatt. Team foul number two, personal foul number two. Haig at the line with a deep knee bend on the way up. Too strong off the back iron, no good. Second quarter action, 12-10. 6 minutes to go. Johnson Brock by a deuce. Hogs will leave the ball game for the Knights. They've only got eight players suited up total. Free throw up and good. Rattles it home, and we've got a 12-11 ball game. So out of the game goes Haig, replacing the lineup now by Harper Rutt again. Comes in to Pelican. Goes to the middle, throws the ball up the floor to Studdite. Over it goes, right side three ball on the rim, won't go for Lauren Barron. Rebound, Madison driving up, and an offensive foul. Bailey Pelican got there. The fans in blue are not happy with that call. Madison called for her first foul. It was close. I will tell you that, it was close. Officials saw it as an offensive foul. the Pelican. Gets the turnover, drawing the foul on the charge. She dribbles out of trouble to the front court now, gives the ball off. And now up the floor we come. Kinley Weiss over to Daly Pelican. Pelican down in the corner with the basketball to Weiss. Back out top to Nippemeyer. Over to Pelican, right side. Weiss again at the elbow. They play catch between the three of them. Now with 10 on the clock, the shot up. No good by Knippelmeyer. And the rebound is brought down. Here we go the other way. Madison up the floor. Leaves the ball off there for Rutt. Back to Madison out of the right wing. Trying to go to the middle. Way tall. It's stolen away. On the run the other way. Pelican tried to bounce it across the lane. And the ball is picked out of bounds off of the Knights. Halftime in Freeman. Auburn leading Meade in the boys' semifinal there, 43-15. There's an inbound to Casey Knippemeyer, and she puts it up and in, a two-pointer. She's got eight, and it's now 14-11. Johnson Brock with the lead. Auburn made nine threes in the first half. Out for three on the left side. Up and good. Three-pointer for Emily Bohr for the Knights, and we've got a 14-14 ball game. Second tie of the contest to the front. Weiss to Knippemeyer over to Pelican. Set up. Three ball. Front edge. No. A lot of contact on the rebound. Ripping it out of there is Madison up the floor. Three on one. She drives. She shoots and scores. Madison taking it all the way in. Has five. And the lead goes back now to the Knights. 16-14. Here comes Pelican, cross court in the middle, layup good. Rudy Stedheim ties the game up at 16 apiece. Nice assist there for Daly Pelican. 16-16 at the 3:55 mark of the first half. Skip the ball over the top, and now drive it up. Madison back out to the left corner for three again. No good for four this time. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. Lauren Barron. Barron's on the move the other way, ahead to Knippelmeyer. Leaves it underneath in the paint. And now the pass for Josie Studdite, trying to hit a teammate across the paint. Off her hand, out of bounds, and it'll be Knights basketball. Hogs coming back in. One, two, three, four. They got five. Okay, so they got nine suited up. I missed one somewhere a while ago. 16 all, 3:25 to go in the first half. The Knights with the basketball. Lob it across. Madison thought about a triple. Didn't. Hogs will take it. Left circle. Stripped away by Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer pushing in all the way. Got it between two defenders. Boy, that was a tough shot there. Johnson Brock takes the lead again. 18-16 as we seesaw back and forth there. 3 minutes to go in the first half. With it out top. And Madison dropped the basketball, and it rolls backcourt. That is 11 turnovers by the Knights, by my count, here in the first half. That was just kind of a matter of taking your eye off the ball as it's coming to you. So Knippelmeyer will inbound back in for the Knights comes Emily Bohr. All right, left side. Knippelmeyer to Weiss. Now down to the right corner. Two-pointer from the right baseline is up and good for Stedheim. Josie with her second hoop, and the Eagles are up 20-16, up by four. They were down by four earlier. To the front, a lob into the middle to Rutt, and she hits a runner coming in from the left side. Bohr can't connect. Rebound saved in by the Eagles to Barron, who is taken by the Knights. Left side, three ball, well short by Bohr. And picking it out of the air that time, Lauren Barron ahead to Knippelmeyer. Oh, she went down hard. She went down. She got contact with a Knight player. The ball went forward, and she stepped on it. Goes down. And she's up and going back, and it's going to be a foul. Yes, Madison was out of bounds like it was her ball. Lily Madison picks up her second foul for the Knights. Team foul number two of the quarter. 2:11 to go. The Eagles up 20-16. Pelican will lob in for the baseline with it. Barron passes off. Shot up. No by Studdite. And nobody gets to the ball. It goes out of bounds Knights basketball. The 2:05 to go here in quarter number two. Misha Oggs up the floor with the ball. Left side with it. Passes down to the corner, now taken inside for Rutt. On the left block, she spins, elevates, and she's going to go to the line to shoot two. They're going to call it a shooting foul. I believe they got Daly Pelican. Yes, they did. Her first foul. Third foul of the half, or on the quarter, excuse me, Johnson Brock. Free throw, rattled home for Harper Rutt. Her first point. It's 20-17, Johnson Brock. Second one up and rattles out this time. Rebound grabbed by Johnson Brock, Lauren Behrens. Behrens ahead to Knippelmeyer. Over to Pelican on the right side of the floor. Back to Knippelmeyer. Fakes a pass left, goes back, and now skip it across. Weiss to Knippelmeyer, back to Weiss. Bounce pass in the block, in the paint. No good by Stenheit. Rebound to the Knights, and they're moving the other way with 90 seconds to go in the quarter. 2017, Johnson Brock. Hogs with a bounce pass toward the middle. Kicked out of bounds by Johnson Brock. Triggering in from the baseline will be the Knights coming in with it. McKenna Haig out now. Hogs with it. Across the floor to Bohr. Bohr plays catch on the left side with Madison. Now to the near side. Haig with it. Now over it goes. A Rutt jump in the air. Didn't make a very good pass, but her teammate got it. Seven on the shot clock, and we've got a blocking foul. Going in, trying to come to a jump stop was Augs, and then she is going to be fouled by the Eagles. Who did they call that on? That's going to be on Casey Knippelmeyer. That's her second. She and Ruby Gravatt with two apiece for Johnson Brock. Inbound stolen by the Eagles. Great play by Weiss. She jumped. She pushed it back. It went to Pelican, and she goes coast-to-coast for the bucket. The Eagles up 22-17, plus five. Biggest lead for either team in the game. Out on the left side, Bohr with it into the middle. Leaning, firing with the right hand. No good is Rutt. Rebound is grabbed out there by Behrens. She kind of elbows her way through the defense. And now a reach-in foul called on the Knights here. Foul will be on Emily Bohr, her second. Team foul number three. No free throws yet. Coming in for the Knights, Aniston Duvall, sophomore. Pelican will inbound. Weiss has it out in the midcourt circle. Back to Pelican, right side. They play catch back and forth. Checking in for Johnson Brock, Kayla Eggers. Pelican to Weiss. Double team comes to her. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Eggers back to Weiss. 10 on the shot, or 10 on the game clock. Now with it over to Pelican. 5 on the clock. Lobs it across, and Weiss will fire the long triple up. No good. And that will end our first half. It's Johnson Brock, 22. And the Lord Central Catholic Knights, 17. 22-17. Johnson Brock with the lead at halftime of our semifinal. Our game is sponsored tonight by Nutrient Ag Solutions here in Johnson, Nebraska. Sponsored tonight's action on KTNC. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back and give you the first half scoring wrap-up coming up in 2 minutes on KTNC and MSC Sports Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime in Johnson, Nebraska, home of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Your score at halftime in a girls' game, Johnson Brock, number 2 seed, 22, and Lord Central Catholic coming into this ballgame. 11-7, now 17-22-17 is our halftime score. Our halftime recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half for Lord Central Catholic, they are led by Lily Madison with 5 points in the first half, 4 for McKenna Hang, 4 for Mia White. Emily Bohr has 3 points, and it is 1 point in the first half for Harper Rutt. Lord Central Catholic went 4 out of 8 at the free throw line. They have Emily Bohr and Lily Madison with 2 fouls apiece. Nobody else with more than 1 for Lord Central Catholic. For Johnson Brock in the first half, it is Casey Knippelmeyer leading the way. 10 points in the first half. That included a couple of 3-point buckets in the first half. Haley Pelican has 5. Josie Studheit 4. And Kinley Weiss has 3. The Eagles have not made a free throw attempt at this point in this ballgame. Casey Knippelmeyer has 2 fouls, and Ruby Gravatt also has 2 fouls in the contest at this point for Johnson Brock. They are 14-6, and they lead 22-17 at the half. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College, your host at home and far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a break. We'll check the weather. It's great outside. Now our award from our sponsor back in the second half of our girls' semifinal on KTNC.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Armconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNLPNC Group, direct written premium.
At Nutrien Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska, success isn't one size fits all. It's built with customized approaches creating success. From precision application of chemicals and fertilizer to cash and carry convenience, we've got your acres covered. Need seed? We proudly offer sales and service for DeKalb, Asgrow, Brevant, and Dynagrow, because your yield starts with the right partner. Call Travis or Paige today at 402-868-3445. Nutrien Ag Solutions, where your success takes root.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole. Clear skies expected for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 35. We'll see northwest winds gusting at times near 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds gust up to around 30 miles per hour for the day on Friday. Mostly sunny and cooler with a high around 48. A few clouds rolling through to Friday night. As temperatures dip back to around 21, we'll see lighter winds from the northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. Southeast winds become breezy again for the day on Saturday, with gusts up to around 20 miles per hour, mostly sunny skies, and high in the mid-40s. We bottom out around 32 as we look ahead towards Saturday night, with some passing clouds. Lots of sunshine and warming back up on Sunday, with a high around 57. 33 our forecast low heading towards Sunday night, and mostly clear. A very mild day on Monday, a high around 67 with lots of sunshine. Monday night will bring mostly clear skies as temperatures bottom out around 42. Isolated rain showers come in by Tuesday afternoon, partly sunny with a high around 60 and breezy. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 53 degrees.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workitfast.com.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here, Johnson is ready to go in the third quarter here. A 22-17 lead for the Johnson Brock Eagle Girls. Our semifinal here, the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Our halftime report was brought to you by the fine folks at Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far away from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Also, bringing tonight's action is Nutrien Ag Solutions here in Johnson, Nebraska. Sponsor tonight's basketball action. Over on the right side, the Eagles go left to right this time toward the north bucket. Off to Knippelmeyer, left side of the floor. A nice playing man-to-man. Pelican down the lane. Spin somehow got it there. She did a little pirouette and was able to get in for the two around Madison. And it's now 24-17. That's the biggest lead of the ball game for either team. Front court with it. left side, Emily Bork takes the ball out top to Aniston DeVall. Cross court, knocked away, stolen for the moment by the Eagles by Lauren Barron, and she lost it back to the Knights. Here's a shot up on the left side, no good by DeVall. The rebound to Daly Pelican. She'll bring it herself on the right side. Leave it back now for Bias and to Knippelmeyer. Out on the right side, give the ball to Gravatt. And now down the right side again. Pelican gives the ball off to Knippelmeyer, and she went baseline to the defender with her contact and just enough to put her off center, and she stepped on the inline. Out of bounds, it goes to the Knights. To the front court we go. Knights basketball across court, and just about caught a couple of young ladies walking up the stairs or wherever that passed. They had their backs turned. The pass didn't hit anybody and got to the stand. They go, turn around and jump. What was that? Eagle basketball. Okay. Up the floor. It's going to be Vice. Leave it off for Gravatt. Shoots and can't hit the open jumper from 12 feet. Rebound to Madison. Up the floor she comes. Crosses midcourt. Slows down. Keeps her dribble. Johnson Brock in a 2-1-2 zone. Up by 7, 24-17. Bounce pass off to Emily Bohr on the right side. Comes cross court to Hague. Hague with it. Passes off and now over to the right side for three on the flat iron. It won't go. Shot put up there by DeVall. And the rebound is grabbed by Barron. Up the floor. Daly Pelican leaves it for Barron. Thought about a three. Didn't. She's going down the lane with the left hand. Can't get it to roll in off the glass. The rebound once again to Lily Madison. Madison, a 5'11 junior. Cross court to four. Left side of the floor on the wing. Bounce pass attempt inside by DeVall. Kicked out of bounds by Daly Pelican. Subs in for the Knights. Hogs is back in. Also checking in, Harper Rutt. So the Knights have it on the baseline underneath their own bucket. Bring it in. Rutt makes the catch. Goes up, stripped of the ball, stolen. Coming out of there is Bice. She takes it ahead to Knippelmeyer and led her just over the wrong shoulder, basically, is what happened. And the ball bounces out of bounds on the far end line. So that comes the Knights with the basketball once again. Hogs in the front against the zone. The Knights have one three-pointer in the game. Now we have a ball thrown away by the Knights on the other end. That is their third turnover here in the second half already. We played just 2.5 minutes. Now full court pressure. Vice up the floor, splits a double team. And timeout called by Coach Lucas Dollinghaus for Johnson Brock. Up by 7, 5, 21 to go in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
A third quarter score after three quarters over at Freeman tonight. Auburn boys leading over Meade 62-19, looking to advance to the PCNC finals on Saturday. Looks like they'll get that job done. All right, the Eagles have it. A cutter to the middle is Vice. She leaves the ball back and a jumper on the way up. 15-foot on the left side of the free throw lane. Up and good by Ruby Gravatt. Ruby with her first two of the night. And the lead is now 9, 26-17. Again, the biggest lead of the game. Here's the ball thrown away, stolen by Johnson Brock. They're headed the other way. Pelican in traffic, gets it away now to Knippelmeyer. She goes around a screen, pulls up, free throw line jumper short, and the rebound picked off by Rutt. Harper Rutt, a junior, coming up the floor, fires it forward there to Boris. She kind of likes that left corner, didn't take the shot that time. into the middle, knocked away, quick hands by Knippelmeyer. Weiss takes on three defenders, splits them, and shoots the layup. Good. Kinley Weiss with five in the ballgame. She took on three defenders and left them all standing there as she went by, and the Eagles are up 11. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, props, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we welcome you back here to Johnson. You know, as nice as it is outside today, it's getting cold in the gym here. So many people coming in and out here. People leaving after their game, coming in for the next one already. And it's getting chilly here in the old Johnson Brock Eagles nest. But not too bad, still. Temps are in the mid-50s outside, so we can't complain too much. Here we go the other way. It's Knights ball, three ball up. Hogs can't connect, and the rebound saved in for the moment. Good hustle by Harper Rutt. She slapped the ball back in. Making the grab was Kinley Weiss, and she got ran over. And we're going to have a foul called on Misha Hogs, her second. First foul of the third quarter. Now the ball is kicked by the Knights up the floor. As the Eagles brought it up the floor. Out of the game goes Ruby Gravett. Emily Bowen, a 5'9 senior, checks in here for Johnson Brock. From the front court, take it across the floor. Pelican comes over and gets it. Now she's down the right side of the lane, leaves it back. Knippelmeyer, three ball, two hops on the rim, and in the center it goes. She's got her third triple of the ball game, and it's now 31-17. Johnson Brock, that makes it a 14-point advantage with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Hogs out top, holds it, leaves the ball for Rutt down the left side, kicks over to Madison, three ball, too strong. Rebound is taken down by Lauren Barron to the Eagles, and she'll give the ball to Knippelmeyer. Ahead to Pelican. Knippelmeyer takes the pass back on the right block, leaves it off to a teammate there. Shot on the way up, no good by Barron. Rebound, and here come the Knights. Knocked away by Knippelmeyer. She stole it away from Madison in the backcourt. Now back, Knippelmeyer stops. Thought about it, did. She'll give the ball up to Bowling. Back out now to Pelican. Swing it around to the right side and back out top. Knippelmeyer for three. Swish. She's got back-to-back triples, and the Eagles are up. They've doubled the score on the Knights now, 34-17 with 2:51 to go in the third period. Timeout on the floor. We return to Johnson after this timeout on KTNC and the NSC Sports Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2:51 left here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock girls leading Lord Central Cali 34-17 now. The Eagles have 12 points this third quarter, while the Knights have yet to score in the third period. Knights basketball. Once we get everybody off the floor, okay. The only bad part, you got to come in the door here. You're walking up the sideline, which happens not just here, happens a lot of places. So we have to wait just a minute. minute. Hogs with it out top beyond the three-point line. Goes in, stripped of the ball. Back in the game is Aylin Eggers for Johnson Brock. Knippelmeyer with it, spins to the free throw line, dishes it off now to Studdite. Now to Bowling. Left side, Barron. Lauren holds it, goes cross court to Bowling. Bowling, bounce pass down, got it right back, knocked, pushed back to her. 12 on the shot clock. With it is Studdite. Eggers, 6 on the shot clock. Over the left side, Knippelmeyer moves up, shoots, and got it. Two-pointer from the left wing, and all of a sudden, Casey Knippelmeyer has 18 points, and it's 36-17. A 19-point lead for the Eagles. Out top, Madison through traffic, pulls up, hits it. That will stop the run. That's the first 2 points for the Eagles here in the third quarter. Come with a minute 42 to go in the period. Johnson Brock in trouble. Coach Donnell has to call a timeout to save a 5 count there. With a minute 32 to go in the third, it's the Eagles up 36-19. We'll take a 30-second break on KPNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Minute 32 to go in the third quarter here. Final from Freeman. Auburn boys win over Meade 73-29 tonight. 73-29, your final. And here is the Knights to the front court of the basketball. After they take away a ball, ball away from Johnson Brock. Shot of the way, left side of the floor, poor, can't get it to go. Pelican back in the ball game, along with Vice for the Eagles. Minute 10 to go in the period. Bring the ball up the floor. Pelican holds it, looks off to Knippelmeyer. She's just constant motion. Now Pelican, three balls straight out in front, short, no good. The Knights tried to save it in. And no. It will be Eagles ball. Or excuse me, Knights ball, I'm sorry. Here we go the other way. Take the ball inside and a shot up in the paint. No good by Mia White. Check that in. Foul will be Josie Studdite for second. Team foul number one of the half. Number one of the third quarter, I should say. Free throw up. Short, no good. For Mia White, she has 4 points the ball game, all back in the first quarter. Second free throw shown up. On the way, good. One up two for Mia White, and it's 36-20. To the front, Pelican runs over a defender who was blocking her. No call either way. 24 on the shot, 28 on the game clock here. Johnson Brock has it back and forth. Van Knippelmeyer way up the ladder goes Pelican to get it. Now to Vice. She passes it off, gets it right back to Knippelmeyer. 8 on the shot clock, make it 7. Knippelmeyer going to have to move. It's 4 now over to Vice. And fires a long one, and she banged it in from right in front of the bench. That's not how you draw that up. I'm pretty sure that's not how you draw it up. And what do we have now? With 2.8 seconds, we have stopped the clock, and I don't know why. Ball banked in. Did they take the ball out of bounds? 2.8 up on the clock. And for some reason, they stopped play, and the Heitz will have it in front of the Johnson Brock bench now. And if they're going to bring it in the backcourt, they're not going to get shot off anyway. And now they throw it forward, and they throw the ball away with a tenth of a second to go. Oh, my goodness, that is five more turnovers this quarter for Lord Central Catholic. And that will end at no shot. 39-20 after three. Johnson, we're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Johnson, Nebraska. Final score again over at Freeman in the boys' semifinal round game over there, 73-29. Auburn all over the squad for me tonight. There we go, fourth quarter action here. Johnson Brock up by 19 points. As they enter the fourth quarter, right to go to the finals on Saturday against Sacred Heart. Three ball on the right side is up. No good for the Knights from Aniston DeVall. And two Knights tangle up, going after the rebound. One knocks it away from the other, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. So we move on from there. The Eagles have it. To the front court they come. Take it over to the left side now with it. Kinley Vines, Pelican, right side to Aylin Eggers. Cross court pass, stolen away. The Knights on the run the other way. High arcing shot over Pelican, no good. Offensive rebound and a putback is good. Two-pointer for Lily Madison gives her nine in the game. And she'll be at the line to shoot a free throw. Johnson Brock foul on Ruby Gravatt. Ruby's third. First foul in quarter number four. Johnson Brock has yet to attempt a free throw in this game. They made 7 3-pointers so far. Up and no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Hogs. So now 39-22. Johnson Brock with the lead. Full court pressure shown here by the Knights. And now Pelican up the floor. Offensive foul on Bailey Pelican. Hogg gets the turnover. Pelican lowered the shoulder. Now she earned that foul. Pelican with the foul. And that's the second foul of the third or fourth quarter on Johnson Brock. Again, that Auburn score was 73-29. I'll play for the championship Saturday night over at Freeman. Here we go. Back to live action. The Knights have it. And it's going to be Madison jumping into two defenders. Kicks the ball out of a three-pointer all the way up. And good for Anderson DeVall. And now it is 39-25. Up the floor, Pelican crosses midcourt, picks up her dribble, throws the ball ahead to Behrens, back to Pelican. Lead down to 14 now, and we have a blocking foul. And Casey Knippemeyer, man, she took a hard ball again. Hits the deck. Foul will go on Madison, her third for the Knights. Triggered in to Vice on the right corner. She'll throw it out to Knippemeyer, and she'll bury the three-pointer from the left side of the key. It's 5. 21 points now for Casey Knippelmeyer in the game. Swinging around inside, they go to the Knights to White. Taken away by Weiss, ahead to Knippelmeyer all the way into the left hand. Too strong. Rebound. Pelican kicks it out to Weiss, to Barron, to Pelican, looking. Skips it over the top, and Kelly Weiss will pull it out and reset the offense for Johnson Brock. The Knights are zoned up here. 21 seconds to go in the fourth, and Weiss's pass to the corner. The Barron is knocked out of bounds. Coach Lucas Dellenhaus having a coaching moment with her there, saying, not sure where he wanted to throw that one. So Pelican will trigger from the sideline. 18 on the shot clock for Johnson Brock. Into Pelican. Now Weiss has it back to Pelican. Left side, back to Weiss. She'll try the right side. She'll turn to the paint. Out to Pelican for three. Short, no good. Out of bounds it goes. It will be Knights basketball. 5:36 left in this one. Up the floor we go. In the hands of McKenna Haig. Haig with it. Taking off the left side. In the hands now of Duvall. They play catch with it. Now back over to Harper Rutt. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Back out to the top. Back to the near side with it. Duvall. Rutt tries to drive in. Lost her bounce. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. Knights basketball with 5:06 to go. Full court pressure here by the Knights. They're down by 17 with 42:25. The score. To the front, Weiss gets rid of it. Now Pelican has it in the corner. Now back to Pelican. They play catch over to Weiss. Knippelmeyer, three ball, left corner, up, no. Rebound to the hands of the Knights. Harper Rutt with it, will give the ball up and to the front court. They go to Duvall. Back out, Rutt driving down into the paint on the left side, trying to wrap the pass around, and the pass and the player for the Knights both end up on the floor out of bounds, trying to save it in there. It was Mia White. Couldn't get a good grasp on it. So here come the Eagles with the basketball. Pelican around one defender. Here comes the second one chasing. Skip it across to Knippelmeyer. She'll lead the ball off and out and out of Weiss. And over to Pelican. They're going to wear the Knights out, chasing the ball back and forth on these skip passes. They're trying to trap everybody. 10 on the shot clock with the ball is Weiss, and you can't throw a bounce pass at the feet of the person you want to throw it to. That's what happened there. And it bounces, of course, off the legs of the Eagles out of bounds. All right, 4 minutes to go. Knights ball. We've got a big hill to climb, and we've got a kick ball and a bounce pass. The Eagles kick it. It'll be Knight ball. Inbounding McKenna Haig from the baseline. She looks, still looking, all the way out top. With it will be Madison. She'll take it to Rutt, left side, three ball up, no good for Haig. Rebound grabbed by Johnson Brock, Lauren Barron. Barron to Pelican, double to the backcourt, pass court, cross court, caught by Weiss. Her pass up the floor, taken away by the Knights, and stolen back by Pelican. Pelican up the floor, now into the hands, a spinning move off the glass, won't go for Rudy Gravatt. That was a nice move by Gravatt, but just couldn't get it to go in the hole. Up the floor comes Madison down the left side of the lane. Dumps it underneath. Left-hand layup good for Mia White. She's got 7 on the game. Our score now, 42-27. Still a 15-point lead for Johnson Brock. The Eagles have it out top with it. Weiss over on the right sideline. They'll play catch out around the perimeter. Back to Weiss again. Letting the clock wind down here. Weiss plays catch with Pelican. Hogs knocks it loose in the backcourt. Recovered. 6 on the shot clock. Got to get it now. Weiss will fire from near midcourt. She was in the reversal at midcourt. The ball hit the rim. It's loose. Diving on the floor. Players from all over. The ball up the floor. Feist tried to steal it, but it got away. Augs has it in the right corner for the Knights. Now she's double-teamed on the baseline, and her pass tipped away out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Back and forth we go with those passes. Some of them not so good. Everybody trying to, you know, really good defense can really ugly up a basketball game sometimes. That's kind of what's happening here. Inbound pass tipped by Pelican, but it gets through, and making the catch is Madison. She'll put it up and in. She's got 11, 42-29. What was a 17-point lead, actually was a 19-point lead, is now a 13-point lead. And the pass too tall. Coach Dyle's trying to go timeout. Didn't get it. Augs will run it out the other end. No. Rebound grabbed by Josie Studheit. And now coming up the floor, Barron, and she'll leave it to Pelican as the clock goes under 2 minutes in the fourth. 1:40 to go. Whoops. Augs didn't like the call. Said something. Push foul on Augs. She came very close to getting another foul there, a technical foul. Didn't get it, but it was close. The referee, he had it out of his pocket for a moment. And now the Eagles play catch. Right side, taken around the perimeter. They just play catch around the defense in the zone. Finley with it. Finley, Vice, now down inside. Over to Pelican. Three ball, right side. In and out, no. Rebound tip, no. Rebound by Studite, no. Throws it out to a teammate. And Kniffelmeyer will reset the offense. 27 on the shot clock, 1:10 to go in the game. Skip it over to Kniffelmeyer. Henley Vice, now is Pelican. Skips it all the way across the floor again. Now it is down to 12 on the shot clock. The Eagles content just to run the clock. Bounce pass, free throw line. Out to Pelican. Back to her as she throws it off. Now a shot up. No, and the rebound is brought down by Josie Studite. And they're going to say shot clock violations. Or no, it didn't reset. The Eagles got the rebound. The clock didn't reset. So there's 44 seconds left in the game. The Eagles are going to win up by 13, bringing into Kniffelmeyer, standing on the back line of the volleyball court. All right, Kniffelmeyer to Vice. Clock continues to wind down. Bounce pass to the post to Studheit. Gets it away to Vice. Kinley over to her teammates. Give it up over there to Bailey Pelican. They play catch. Pete on the shot clock. Back over to Pelican again. They're just letting the clock run. And now Vice with a long three. Missed everything. And that will be a shot clock violation. And the clock, 3 or 4 seconds ran off the game clock there after that whistle. Not that it's going to make a difference in the outcome of this one. So the Johnson Brock Eagles are going to advance to play Fall City Sacred Heart for the championship on Saturday afternoon here at Johnson. Your final score tonight in the girls' game, Johnson Brock 42 and Fort Central Catholic 29. We'll be back and wrap it up in 1 minute on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS. Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back here to Johnson. Wrapping up that game, the Johnson Broadview girls improved to 15-6 with a 42-29 win over Lord Central Catholic. The Knights are now 11-8 on the year. For the Knights in the ball game, they're led by Lily Madison with 11 points. 7 for Mia White, 6 for Aniston Duvall. It's 4 for McKenna Hague, 1 for Harper Rutt, and 3 in the game for Emily Bohr. They went 5 of 11 at the free throw line in this ball game. For Johnson Brock tonight, they are led by Casey Knippelmeyer. She had 21 points in the game. That included 5 three-pointers. 8 for Kinley Vice, 7 for Daly Pelican, 4 for Josie Studdite, and 2 for Ruby Gravatt tonight. The Eagles did not attempt a free throw in the game and win it 42-29 without the aid of a free throw attempt. And of course, didn't make one either if you don't shoot one. 42-29, your final. So that sets up a Saturday championship. Number 4 o'clock, Ball City is Sacred Heart, the top seed, and number 2 seed, Johnson Brock, square off for the championship. Good number 4 o'clock Saturday. You can hear that game here on KTNC. And the third place game Saturday, it will be Nebraska or Central Catholic against Exeter Milligan, that friend. That will be a 1 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon here at Johnson. So the girls' championship is set. Next up, we've got boys basketball action. It will be the Johnson-Brock Eagles taking on the Sacred Heart Irish, a game, a rematch from game about a week ago, won by 5 by the Irish at the Roe Activity Center. See if Johnson-Brock can get revenge here tonight at home in the conference tournament. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's basketball is F&M Bank in Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. F&M Bank in Fall City, and also making a broadcast call tonight. Say thanks to the folks at Nutrient Ag Solutions in Johnson, Nebraska. The boys are out warming up for the final game of the day. Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in about 10 minutes with the information about the boys' game on KTNC.